Welcome to Men in Charge, in brief. I'm Tony Flynn.
And I'm Kevin Decker. Today's episode is sponsored by Doug's Hands. Hey, Doug knows he's got a fine set of hands, and now you know too.
Kevin, what do we have to look forward to, if anything, in today's episode?
Well, I think today's episode, which is entitled The Commemorative Air Force, written about a real thing that doesn't feature in the actual episode, but the episode does have an implicit question that's hidden somewhere in it. You can contact us in the most modern way available, and if you're correct, we might give you a valuable prize.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh, there's an Air Force base. Yes.
Hold it right there, sir. Slow down your pace.
Oh my God! I'm so glad to see you. Open the gates. Let me in.
Whoa! Slow down, sir. Let's see those hands out in the open. What's your name?
Remy. Remy LaHunt. You gotta let me in. It's an alien invasion. Saucers have descended on Dallas.
Okay. You've had your little joke. Antua, you smell any dope on this guy?
Look at his camo jacket, Arneson. You ex-service?
I used to fly F-15s out of Grand Forks. We've got to get birds in the air. Get your CO on the horn, now.
Slow down there, brother. This is Duncanville, a suburb of Dallas, and this is the Commemorative Air Force.
What? What does that mean?
It means these birds are all for show, dude. Stay away from them.
You mean this T-6 Texan warbird is...
Don't touch it! Oh, for Christ's sakes.
That was a commemorative warbird made of toothpicks. Given by Khrushchev to JFK. The glue must have worn out.
The Ruskies stopped making toothpicks after they put that together.
Well, look, something here must be flight-worthy. How about the F-8F Bearcat?
The interior's totally stripped of equipment. We use it for raves on Thursday nights.
Okay. What about that B-29 Super Fortress over there?
It's, made out of candy. Well, what can we say? Biden's orders were pretty dotty there at the end of his presidency.
All right. Try to stay cool. Are there any other non-commemorative military bases nearby?
No, but just up the road is the commemorative Coast Guard base. Ironically, it's landlocked.
Just look for the swastika and noose flags and head in that direction.
Wait a minute. I just thought of something. This may only be a commemorative Air Force base, but the aliens aren't gonna know that.
So, Kevin, did anyone write in craving a valuable prize?
Yes. Some repetitive text here from Aaron Bourne of Halifax, Nova Scotia, who asks, is the implicit question, how much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Because after 3 years of practice, I can finally say that 3 times fast.
Well, frankly, I'm not convinced. I think if you're repeating words, you're not coming up with anything substantive.
Also, an implicit question can't include propositional text, like after years of practice, I can finally say that. So that's disqualified.
Because the initial question devolves into a claim.
That's right, into scattered banter of a sort, individual banter.
And he had no call bothering us with this, did he?
No, not really.
Yeah.
It was bothersome.
Okay, well, I hope you've learned your lesson, Aaron Bourne. However, there are so many people to whom we feel more indebted than we do to Aaron Bourne, and that is our cast. Tony Flynn, Ryan Weldon, and Kevin Decker. This episode was written by Kevin Decker.
And special thanks to the animator of The Ten Commandments, a claymation spectacular, Brian Lindsay. And remember, don't be a fascist.